Hi, this is a dictation for Brian Tisby. B like boy, R-I-Y-I-E-N, Brian Tisby, T-I-S-B-Y, date of birth is 6-8-93, date of accident is 5-17-2025. The patient was rear-ended while he was traveling as a passenger in the rear seat on the right. He was restrained. The impact caused him minimum headache without any symptoms or TBI, but he started having severe pain in the lower back, which is shooting down to the left buttock and left leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, but it didn't progress beyond the buttock crease. In addition, patient had some pain in the left knee that was not reported on the first visit, on the right knee and the left knee. The pain was actually in the left knee that he started reporting after 1 month of the knee injury. At this time, patient report that he was in jail for more than a month and he could not make it to the office. He missed several visits. He was last seen on 6-17-2025 and he missed his July and August visit. And he'll bring the information about his jail stay so that we can incorporate that. He says that his pain in the lower back and is 8. While pain in the neck is minimal, it is 4. And pain in the knee area is around 6. Overall pain is varying from 8 to 9 and ADLs are affected 9. Report 30% improvement so far. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and a compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 147 over 115, pulse 80, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will remain same as previous visit dated 6-17-2025. Dictation number is 0706-023. The patient invariably marks wrongly. He shows as if pain in the right knee, but actually he says pain is in the left knee. On the first patient visit, there was no report of the pain in the knee. The plan is to continue doing the MRI for lumbar spine. It was ordered on May 28th. However, the patient never got to the MRI. The MRI has been reordered. Medications are provided, which is Mobic 7.5 Flexeril 10 milligram. Twice a day for muscle relaxation. Mobic is for anti-inflammatory effect. Tylenol with codeine. Number 4 is provided for pain relief. Wellbutrin XR is provided for mood and anxiety. 150 milligram twice a day. Xanax 0.5 milligram for panic and anxiety. He gets panic when he rides a car. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day is provided for a nerve pain and radiculopathy. Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep and lead appointment is provided for topical pain relief. His maps were reviewed and the labs have been reviewed. Physical therapy will continue as such for 3 times a week in the area of lower back only. Disability, patient remains disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation has been checked. The patient we have advised to put a ACE bandage on the knee. I'm not sure if it is related to the car accident or not. Even if it is, it's not much. He's able to walk reasonably well. And all he needs is ACE bandage and continue the medication. Lidocaine ointment will help. Thank you.